Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, with Tomorrow News Tonight, right here as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, and of course, the Tampa Bay Rays have started their baseball season, too, and the Lightning are still playing hockey. Now, to great radio stations all across America, thanks very much for carrying the program, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody working on the Third Watch, we appreciate everything you're doing, and thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. And you can also follow us over on Parler at The Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it's a very busy news night. There's all kinds of stories, all kinds of ways to go. But I think probably the most important one is the next infrastructure bill that's coming, another $2 trillion or thereabouts. The Senate parliamentarian ruled Monday that Democrats will be able to use the procedure known as reconciliation to pass this major legislation bill this year. Now, this would be the first time that two bills in the same year would be passed under reconciliation. Now, I believe there's a challenge there if the Republicans want it, but I'm not sure they're going to take it. And according to Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, he said that this is going to clear the way for the passage of the next infrastructure bill without Republican support, which means it's up to Joe Manchin now, who claims that he's got six or seven of his Democratic pals that do not support all this spending.
Well, that's true. So that might be one of the ways that this does not pass, using that reconciliation tactic. And, of course, Captain, as it's been traditionally understood, the idea of reconciliation was a one-and-done, during the year, during the fiscal year, you would have a reconciliation, something passed using that. And it was widely believed that you could not do it more than once. However, Democrats recently had been saying, yes, they believe that you could make that argument. So evidently, if the parliamentarian is siding with that argument, that could open it up. But, you know, Captain, it's interesting to me because back in the middle of March, there was a Democrat senator. This was Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland. He was caught in a hot mic talking to Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg.
Yep, I remember.
And saying that the reconciliation process was the most likely going to be needed to get this thing passed. So it's coming back evidently. But you know what, Captain? Here's the thing. You've got President Unity or President Biden willing to do something like this when he campaigned on the idea of trying to bring together not only the country but the Congress as well. This would be a major blow to that, even the idea of trying to get bipartisanship. So stay tuned.
They don't want bipartisanship. They want to ram everything down our throats they can. This is a radical end of the Democratic Party that's pushing this. It's the Politburo, as we've mentioned before, in the Democratic Party that's running the show. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Kamala Harris. It's the people behind the scenes pulling the strings. Now, the lies coming from the Biden and his line of list of merry men and women continue on the Georgia election reform law, as the protests are now starting up against Major League Baseball. Now, folks, I took a position yesterday. I put it out there in black and white for all to see. I am not going to go to any Major League Baseball games. As much as I love the Tampa Bay Rays, I'm not going to buy any new gear, as much as I want to support my team, until Major League Baseball apologizes for what they did with the All-Star game and admits the mistake they've made, because they never looked at the bill, Kyle.
No, they evidently, by their actions, they haven't looked at the bill. And also, Captain, they have also decided, evidently, it's more important to hurt a lot of the small businesses in Georgia that are going to lose a heck of a lot of money. And
hundreds of millions of dollars alone on the draft that was going to be there.
Just the draft.
And another hundreds of millions of dollars. People are saying it could be as much as $1 billion the state of Georgia has lost. Thank you, Stacey Abrams and Senator Warnock. Thank you. Remember that, folks, in Georgia. Remember that.
Well, right. And, of course, now what's happening is you're seeing this big organization, the MLB. Now, I don't think it's the players, really. And it's not the fans, I'm pretty sure.
The fans don't even understand what the hell is going on, because if they're listening to the mainstream media, which we're going to get into a big-time discussion about in the next segment, because, folks, I'm going to lambaste CBS and tell you why they are a disgrace and you should never watch them again.
Right, right. Well, here's the thing. The MLB is reacting to these larger issues that have been going on since last summer. And unfortunately, Captain, if they want to quote unquote take a stand, they ought to take a stand for what the bill really says. That's where they need to take a stand, but I'm not holding my breath.
All right. Well, don't hold your breath, folks. And Kyle, don't hold your breath either as we go to break. And we'll be back in about 3 minutes with more. And I'm going to get up on my soapbox and I'm going to prove to you why you should never listen to CBS News or watch them again for anything, anytime, anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. As most of you know that have been listening to me for years, I've been taking Relief Factor for over 5 years, and it simply works for the problems that I have, which is the inflammation in my left ankle and leg, which, by the way, started to swell up again yesterday. I took a packet of Aleve. It happened right about the time that I woke up, and all of a sudden I looked down, and there was my shoe. I couldn't get my shoe on. So I took the Relief Factor, and within 30 minutes, I could not only get my shoe back on, but the discomfort I was in stopped, the pain stopped, and this is what this product does. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which alleviates pain right at the source. It goes right to the source of the inflammation and the pain to lower or even eliminate all the pain associated with whatever your problem is that you've got. It's 100% drug-free. And simply put, folks, it works. It works for me over and over and over again, as well as other people that I've just handed two or three or four packets to try it and see if it would work. They come back to me and go, thank you so very much. I'm going to order it. It took care of my problem. Well, yeah, it's not anything for acute pain, okay? Don't misunderstand me. But if you've got problems from your everyday jobs, or you've got arthritis or bursitis, just getting older, your exercise routine, whatever, this will alleviate the problems because it goes right straight to the problem source of the pain and stops it. Now, it also supports the healthy joints and muscles in your body. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at what's over there. And it's $19.95 for the 3 weeks. Quick start. You're on your way to being out of pain. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We just got a call from one of our favorite listeners in Atlanta, and I'm not going to mention her name because I don't want her to, get in trouble for the comment she made. But she told me the people in Georgia are well aware of Stacey Abrams and Warnock and what they have just done to the state of Georgia in terms of costing them hundreds of millions, perhaps even as much as $1 billion worth of revenue, and put some businesses perhaps out of business altogether that were counting on that revenue. Because, you know, when they knew about the All-Star Baseball game coming to their city?
When was that?
About a year ago.
Wow. Okay.
So for a year, they've been planning. The same with the Major League Draft, and a whole bunch of people are going to make $0, and they've spent a lot of money, to try to make this work, and now it's all gone. By the way, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was moved to Denver.
That's right. And, you know, Captain, the people in Georgia, I'm sorry to say, I don't think the political people who engineered this whole thing and created this whole situation, I don't think they really care about the loss of revenue.
They don't care.
People. They care about power.
Yep.
They care about advancing their own agenda. This is on display. And so, right, so we're standing with the good people of Georgia on this.
That's right. And for you people in Georgia, make no mistake about it, you got two people to blame on this. Two people, Stacey Abrams and Senator Warnock. They are the two that got behind this thing, and they are responsible. Now you know what to do. Okay, here we go. My governor down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, is probably the best governor in the United States, bar none, based on what he's done so far. Any argument with that?
Nope.
Now, he did something the CDC said couldn't be done to begin with the coronavirus and COVID-19. He went after the seniors to vaccinate them, get them the vaccine first, because they were the ones that were the most susceptible down here in Florida, and stopped the virus, backed it off, got it to slow down, which is what was needed to be done. And now, 3.5 million seniors later, vaccinated, fully vaccinated, our numbers are down, way, 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 way down, and things are looking good. We are open in Florida. But yesterday, or the day before, as the case may be, there was a 60 Minutes report that tried to take Ron DeSantis to task for the terrible job he'd done with coronavirus. And, oh, by the way, the pay-to-play with the vaccine, because public supermarkets got the sweetheart deal to vaccine all the people that were out there. And they had given $100 million to the DeSantis campaign. Did you hear all that?
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Okay, well, let me first tell the listeners out there that the same grocery store chain, Publix, gave $140 million to the Democrats in the last election. So let's establish that to begin with. That is a fact. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, folks. That's number one. Number two, Ron DeSantis did not make the decision on Publix issuing vaccines. Do you know who did?
Who is that?
The State Director of Emergency Management.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting.
He's the one that made the decision, okay? And he's the one that made the call, and the governor said, is that what you think we should do? He's, yes, okay, go ahead. Not Ron DeSantis. So, number two, CBS, Democrats, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Fact. Two facts. I've already blown you out of the water, and I haven't even started. Want to hear more?
No, absolutely.
Then there was a story about, in Belgrade, Florida, the closest to Publix vaccine is 25 miles away, and they're forcing the people to have to drive 25 miles to the Publix, which is really kind of hard with some of them to go all the way over there and waste most of their day to get a vaccine. The dumb SOB that said that didn't even bother to check and see who else was in Belgrade that was vaccinating people. You know who it was?
Who is that?
CVS Pharmacy with two pharmacies. Two. Okay. Not one. Two. So, therefore, number three, blew you out of the water again, CVS and Democrats, with your stupid rhetoric that you don't know what in the hell you're talking about. Folks, if you are dumb enough to sit there and turn the television on to CBS News and watch or listen or believe anything that they have to say, then I don't feel any shame or sorriness for you. You are dumb as a box of rocks. End of story.
Well, you know, Captain, I understand, too, that Publix is also saying that there was no connection at all between any campaign contributions it might have made to DeSantis.
Of course not.
And to the ability to administer the vaccine. This is one of these occasions, Captain, where the governor in your state, Florida, Governor DeSantis, has done such a great job. They can't really explain it on the liberal left side, so they have to go down the road, evidently, of creating this false narrative. And I understand it got pretty contentious between Governor DeSantis and one of the reporters.
Well, they had this snarky woman up there acting snarky, and he put her in her place. And too bad, so sad, I would have thrown her out of the room.
Well, again, it simply means that the real story of success in Florida is evidently just not acceptable in the grand scheme of things as far as the...
Do you know why it's not acceptable?
Why is that?
Behind Donald Trump, what's the number one name that keeps being mentioned for 2024 in the presidency?
Well, certainly DeSantis, absolutely.
Yeah, and so they're trying to do anything they can right now to try to establish some sort of discredit. Or to try to discredit him in any way they can. And this doesn't even hold water, because they lied again and again. If you are dumb enough to turn on the television and watch CBS News at any time, then you're dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah, well, you know, again, people...
Because they're not telling you the truth.
Right, well, they have to lay it on so thick... Because they understand that people are pretty perceptive, and they understand what's going on. They see with their own eyes what's happening. And also, by the way, Captain, you mentioned about the seniors.
Yep.
Well, what was he supposed to do? What was the governor supposed to do? Do like Cuomo and send the infected back into the...
He did not do any of that. He did not do any of that. So instead, he chose the next best route, which was the best route proven by what's been done by the numbers, was the seniors got vaccinated.
Exactly.
And by the way, I'm walking around with a get-out-of-jail-free card. Call it the vaccine passport if you want, but I was told to carry it with me, and I am, because I can get on anything, anywhere, at any time, and go any place I want and not have a problem because of my little vaccine card.
Exactly. I seem to recall the governor being asked about whether or not he was going to be vaccinated at one point, and he said, no, I'm not in the age group yet that we're vaccinating at this time.
He is now, though.
He is now. But, again, he was leading by example, and he was, you know, that's pretty rare these days, and he was showing that he was putting his money where his mouth was, and he was vaccinating the seniors.
Yeah, and by the way, we are not going to have a vaccine a passport card down here, but the card you're being given by the CDC is what you would use to get on a plane or whatnot. And when we come back, we'll tell you more, because there is one state that is experimenting now, folks, with the vaccine passport. And it started on Monday. Wait till we tell you where that state is. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's infrastructure package may be facing some opposition from his own party. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said Monday that he'd like to see the way the proposal is being funded changed, wanting a smaller increase in the corporate tax rate than is in the president's plan. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt believes that the package is too big, no matter how it's funded. He tells Fox News that only about 30% of the $2.25 trillion plan is actually about infrastructure.
Roads, the bridges, the airports, the ports, all the money they propose spending on that is exceeded by the amount of money that they are willing to spend to set up electric charging stations all over America. The real focus here needs to be on the part of our infrastructure above ground and below ground that makes us compete and safe, and we can do that. And we could easily do that, in my view, in a bipartisan way in a bill that's paid for by the infrastructure investments themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brook Talks America, and she'll be on the program today, hour number 4. Come on, tune in and hear her. She's always a piece of dynamite ready to blow, and we've got some great topics we're going to be talking about with her. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, you can go to the website to find out where your local agent is located if you want to talk to an agent, or you can get a quote right off the website for your car, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, an ATV, or a boat too. They'll do all of that. And by the way, they'll even give you help with your homeowners and renters insurance. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and bundle everything together under your homeowners policy or your renters insurance policy and see how much money they can save you. I've been with them 17 years, and knock on wood, there's the wood. They have saved me a bundle of money. I know because I check every year. I do a cost comparison every year come insurance time to see if there's a better way to go. And so far, it's not there. So Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I just got a couple of messages here. I won't mention the names because I didn't look to see. It doesn't really matter. You're on fire tonight. Well, I am, because there's nothing that makes me madder than hell. Then somebody sitting there on one of the major networks and just lying through their teeth, and nobody calls them on it.
Well, sure. That's right. That's one of the great things about this program. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to hold them to task. Now, in Arizona, we found out back about a month or two, I don't know exactly when, but it was in the not-too-distant past, that two illegal immigrants were picked up on the border. And when they identified these guys, they came in with a fruit-picking crew to come in to pick fruit. They were both on the FBI terrorist watch list from where, Kyle?
I think it was Yemen.
That's right.
Yeah.
And these guys were terrorists. Terrorists. Okay, they'd already done bad things that they'd been charged with. So, my goodness. And you talk about, well, we know who's coming in and we have them documented. Really? Did you have these guys documented?
Well, exactly right. And you know, Captain, again, that the whole idea of border security is linked up so completely with national security, because if you have an open border, obviously it's going to be exploited. Now, the Democrats and the Biden administration and so on and so forth, they're going to try to simply overlook all that or poo-poo it or make it sound like, you know, crazy Republicans and conservatives are afraid of terrorists. Well, of course, because we do see the practical things that can happen. And now, Captain, we're finding out, obviously, that it is really happening, or at least we have another instance of it. And so it's very, very concerning.
All right, before we get to the caller, did you know that you'll probably need a vaccine passport to travel, according to little Dr. Fauci, of what he's talking about? And to set the record straight, Las Vegas, Nevada, and the state of Nevada started a test run on using a vaccine passport for admission into all casino and sporting events held in the Las Vegas area.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And so it would be a digital vaccination passport. And they're going to be introducing it here very soon. You would check in at a kiosk, basically, in order to show that you have either a negative or you've been vaccinated and so forth.
All right, let's go to the phone line and see what's going on. Good morning. Who's this, Mike in Clearwater?
The honorary unelected mayor. Yes, sir, Captain.
Okay, unelected mayor because nobody's voted for you, but go ahead.
You know, Kyle, it's kind of going to be interesting to see what happens in next year. You know, the people in Georgia voted for the Senator Warnock. Now he basically just turned around and screwed, blued, and tattooed the whole state, along with Stacey Abrams. I really, when I go out on the street and I talk to people, I can actually see people are angry. You know, I think what happened with President Trump was they liked his policy, but they didn't like his personality.
True.
And I don't think nobody foresaw what this administration was going to do.
I've been telling you for 2 years what it was going to do, and I've been
right. Well, exactly. And my next thing is, you know, folks, remember this. This is a good lesson. When they tell you they're going to do something, you take them at their word. Mm-hmm. Elections have consequences. Mm-hmm. So having said that, Kyle, so now we have the border crisis. We have political correctness going, running amok with this, you know, situation in Georgia with the baseball. We have all these things. I pretty much think, Kyle, that bar none, nothing major happening in the next 3 years. Even next year, I think it's going to be a no-brainer. We're going to get probably control of both chambers with no fight required. So what do you think, Kyle? And thank you so much.
All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. You know, I really do think, like you're talking about, when the left wing or when the Democrat tells you exactly what, you know, what they want to do, we need to believe them, number one. And then number two, the scorched earth, basically, like the captain and I were talking about just earlier, about the people in Georgia. You know, the political people, Stacey Abrams and Warnock, I don't think they care that they're really impacting these people's lives, that they are impacting their pocketbook. It's all about gaining power. And whatever has to be destroyed in their path, it just has to be destroyed, because that's not the important thing to them. The important thing to them is establishing that power base and shutting everybody else up, terrifying everybody, so they're afraid to speak up and say, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. And they get their power by like that. So yes, it may not be without a fight, but it certainly strengthens the position of the conservatives and the Republicans.
Now, as most everybody listening to me knows, I'm on a couple of different radio networks with this program. On one of my radio networks, all of my radio host buddies and myself and you, Kyle, were saying for 2 years what was going to happen. We warned over and over and over and over again. And the only thing that we couldn't get by was, we're going to give you $2,000. We're going to give you $2,000. You vote for us, you're going to get $2,000. That's all they heard in Georgia.
Yes, that's true. And did they get their $2,000?
No, they got $1,400 plus $600. But the $600 came from Donald Trump, and then they got $1,400 when they thought they were still going to get $2,000.
Exactly. Bait and switch.
Yeah. But here's the deal, okay? And to you people in Georgia, and God, you know, Georgia is like my second home. I spend a lot of time up there in Georgia going to different events and doing different things, and I look forward to doing that again in the not-too-distant future. But the fact of the matter is, folks in Georgia, you got to wake the hell up, and you got to understand what's going on there. You were schnookered, okay? There's a word for you. You were schnookered. They took you and hung you out to dry. Okay, and then they took advantage of you. They lied right to your face. You believed in what they were telling you, and we told you all the time, don't believe them, don't trust them, it's not going to happen. And guess what? Everything we told you has happened. So consequently, one last time, please, in Georgia, pay attention. Vote the bums out that created this mess for you. Warnock and Stacey Abrams, this cost you at least $500 million and maybe more than that. And all the little independent business people that have been planning for the last year for the All-Star game and for the draft that was going to happen and all that stuff, every one of them has lost all the money they invested in what they were going to do, and they can't get it back.
No, they can't get it back, and it is just really a travesty. So you're right, Captain. The only way to fix this is they've got to vote them out.
Vote the bums out.
That's the only way to do it. And they will scream and scream and scream about it's Jim Crow laws and all this kind of
stuff. Well, stop. Because every time I hear Jim Crow, I'm going to turn around. The people that are calling you Jim Crow or even mentioning that, they're the ones. Look right square in the face at them. They are the ones.
Well, sure, because they want to manipulate certain voting groups, certain ethnicities or racial groups. They're the ones that want to do that kind of manipulation. And so it's equivalent, Captain, and I think, wasn't it Joe Biden said, you know, they're going to put you all back in chains, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
If that's the kind of rhetoric that they use, that's the kind of division that they sow, and that's the kind of thing that they keep going, because they know if they can keep everybody suspicious or hating one another, literally hating one another, then they somehow are going to profit politically and be able to wield power. I'm going to quote the president again. It's sick.
Yeah, and Johanna is saying Democrats can do two reconciliation bills this year because Congress didn't enact a budget resolution for 2020, so they can do one for 2021, this year's budget, and one for fiscal year 2020. I just know that the Senate parliamentarian said they could do this. That's all I know. That's what I'm going on. Okay, hold the fort, Kyle. Folks are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and we're going to take the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we're going to take it back to 1973 here in just a minute because we got an oldie but goodie, and we're playing it because the other night we remembered the guy that was one of the musicians on the Beatles song happened to be the guy that made this song. So there you go. So the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop near you. Make sure you pull on in there and tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And while you're there, if you're not already a member, become a member of the Drivers Club. RVers, you can do the same thing. Become a member of the RV Club. And here we go. Get ready.
I've got a song that ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song that ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. When I go round in circles, let it fly high like a bird up. Once in a while,
story ain't got no moral. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky. When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird.
I'm going to pot this down a little bit. Kyle Warren, who is that magic person singing?
That is Billy Preston.
1973?
I think 1972, I think. From his album Music Is My Life.
Well, he had that hairdo back then like Sly and the Family Stone, and that's why I said I thought it might be late 60s, because I think Sly and the Family Stone showed up around 68, 9, or 70, somewhere in there, and then they all had that big fro do. And then after a while, he cut the hair down and went pop music, you could call him.
Well, yeah, Billy Preston, though, especially in that era, keyboard players, piano players like Billy Preston, Leon Russell, you know, this is also the time that Elton John is becoming very popular, and I think there's probably some influence on him there as well, from these great piano players that were very popular back then.
All righty, well, let me read the weather statement. Severe thunderstorms in the central U.S., critical fire weather in the southern high plains, as severe thunderstorms are possible over portions of the southern plains, and the threat will move into the lower Mississippi Valley on Wednesday. Now, elevated to critical fire weather conditions are forecast over portions of the southern high plains and southern Rockies. There is some snow up there tonight in Wyoming and the southern part of Montana. And we do have, of all things to have, it looks like an ice warning in the northeastern part of Utah right now. So go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start Nevada tonight, as we talked about that state just a little while ago. We have a wind advisory. If you're coming from Utah, going west into Nevada along I-80, you're going to run into the wind advisory there. Also, wind advisory in Southern California. Looks like we're going to have some gusts up to at least 30 miles an hour throughout the Southland. It doesn't look like it's going to be like the Santa Ana wind events that we've had recently, but if you're out on the highways, especially the 15, Interstate 15 out in Victorville, Apple Valley, or Hesperia, you're probably going to run into this. This runs down also towards the San Diego area with the border with Mexico. Freeze warning tonight, Captain, in southern Oregon near Medford and Grants Pass, so coming up Interstate 5, you got a freeze warning there. You mentioned about southern Montana. That's right. We do have a winter weather advisory. This along I-90 and south of there. If you're near Big Timber or Columbus, this is also south of Billings, and heading down I-90 as you go to the border with Wyoming, that's going to stretch down at least as far as, well, not quite as far as Casper, and a little bit west of there. And then that also winter weather advisory over near just east of Yellowstone National Park. This is going to be west of Cody, though, so be careful in that area as well. Colorado fire weather warning as we travel down Interstate 25 south of Colorado Springs, and you've got wind advisories and fire weather warnings literally all over the state of New Mexico tonight,
yeah.
And that stretches over into the Texas Panhandle,
yeah.
Amarillo and Lubbock and Midland.
I'll get to that. Now let's pick up in Texas, and I will. Amarillo, fire weather threat right there, I-40, right straight down to Lubbock, all the way down towards Midland, but definitely down to Pecos, and then it angles over towards, get this, El Paso, and on down to the Mexican American border. So be advised of that. Now, the weather has lightened up a little bit over to the east. We still do have a lot of high rivers along the Mississippi River, and that portion inside Tennessee, about, I don't know, 50, 60 miles in there, where we've got a lot of rivers up over their banks there still, and that will go down eventually. The question is how, when is eventually? And over in the east coast right now, the lower part of New York, I-81, the Catskills, you've got some winds blowing through there. You've also got some winds and some unsettled weather conditions. Could be some thunderstorms in the area today of eastern Pennsylvania, from Wilkes-Barre all the way down over into Jersey, and Jersey down to the Cape May area. So that's what we're looking at there today. And it's possible we could see even some more wind, if you will, up the eastern seacoast, as we're looking at the possibility of some gale force winds, which are off the coast right now. But the way things are going with the wind lately, Kyle, we got winds coming from everywhere.
We really do, and we've seen the massive wind advisories in recent times, and so yeah, this is just another part of that. And yes, I see you have the gale warnings out in the Atlantic Ocean there, going along with the small craft advisories, looks like in the Boston area all the way up through the Gulf of Maine.
And it's pretty calm down here in Florida right now, so as I like to say to the people, come on down.
That's right.
Yeah.
You've got some nice springtime weather there.
Well, we do, and it's, you know, the baseball teams, when they come back down to play, of course, Tampa, they play in the Dome in St. Pete. And again, I'm not going to go to any baseball games, but that doesn't stop me from watching them on television, because that's what I'll be doing, since I'm not going to be going to the games until the Major League Baseball commissioner wakes the hell up and realizes what he's done. They've alienated the fan base again. They don't even know it.
Yeah, it's a terrible 1-2 punch against the fans who couldn't go to games last season, and now are faced with what's going on with the commissioner there. Yeah, it is an insult to the fans. Yeah.
Yeah, and Coca-Cola, remember, is involved in all of this too. And as I said, one of the chains, that fast food chains, I'm not going to mention it, but you can find out. When you go there, take a look at the soft drink menu and see whether or not they're serving Coke products or they're serving Pepsi products. And you'll notice some of them that may have been Coke a month ago or so, or maybe even 2 weeks ago, are now suddenly Pepsi.
Right. Well, there's, again, the creating controversy in the corporate world is never a good business plan. It just isn't. And I think by the same token, Captain, can't corporations or can an entity like the MLB actually make a bigger statement by not moving the All-Star game?
Thank you.
Calling out what they want to call out.
They need to stay the hell out of politics. After all, did it work for them the last time around with the Black Lives Matter? No.
Nope.
They lost billions of dollars, all these different leagues, and they're about to do it again. Watch and see. All right, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to the top of the hour.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.